In this short practice, we will work on self-compassion and connection. Connection to others through service, through care and concern. So first, settle your mind and your body. Situate yourself in a position that's conducive to meditation. And get grounded in your body, become grounded in your body. Drop into your body and explore the sensations of the body. And as much as possible, allow places of muscular tension to release and relax a bit. And now let's spend several minutes just doing mindfulness of breathing. Simply being aware of the breathing and the sensations of breathing. As you inhale and as you exhale. Cultivating relaxation and calmness. While at the same time maintaining cognizance and awareness. As much as possible, allow your back to be straight and upright. Allow your muscles to be relaxed. As you gently rest your awareness on the sensations of breathing. Now, as you breathe in and breathe out, imbue your breathing, surround your breathing with an awareness of your own intrinsic compassion and goodness and courage. Breathing in and out with a sense of goodness and compassion. Gentleness. But a gentleness combined with strength. Now for a moment, bring to mind something that to you is difficult in your life right now. Bring awareness to it. What is it? How is it difficult? Then express compassion for yourself. And recite in your mind, may I be free from suffering. May I know peace and joy. Often we interpret our suffering by comparing. For right now, let's not do that. Simply be with it, but not overcome by it. With a sense of compassion for yourself. Now bring your awareness to countless others right now who have a similar type of suffering. Whatever it is you're going through on some level is a human difficulty. There are others experiencing it right now as well. Bring those individuals to mind and offer them your compassion. May you be free of this suffering. May you have happiness and peace and joy. May we all be free of this suffering. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. Now bring to mind your resources. Ask yourself the question, what resources do I have in my life? Could be financial, could be social, networks, opportunities. What resources do I have in my life? Notice what pops up, but also notice your feelings and experiences as you reflect on this. Learn whatever these resources are, develop an appreciation for them. Think how fortunate you are to have these resources, whatever they are. And then make a resolve to use them wisely and efficiently. To promote the true happiness of yourself and others. You may think to yourself, may I use my resources wisely? May my life contribute to the happiness of others. And now bring to your attention those who, in some ways, may have less resources than yourself. Persons who may be more vulnerable than yourself, for instance. May have less opportunity. May live in more fear, more danger. And recognize that even though at a core level we have this common humanity that connects us, on some level, we can't fully understand what others are going through. But we can understand that they are going through something. And just like us, they have ups and downs. And just like us, they're very complex and have many needs and wants and desires. Just like yourself, each has important relationships, networks, goals, dreams, aspirations. So express your compassion for whoever comes to mind. May you be free from suffering. May you know happiness and peace and joy. As much as possible, allow your compassion to unfold and expand. To include as many as you're willing or able. You're in charge of the process. You might even consider extending compassion to those that you consider enemies. Just consider. Consider the possibility that extending compassion does not let people off the hook. Does not in any way endorse their actions if their actions are harmful. Just consider that possibility. At the very least, consider the wish that those who are perpetrating harm find inner peace and calm. So that they may stop being harmful. Once again, finally, extend your compassion as wide as you're willing or able and recite in your mind, may we all be free of suffering. May we all have happiness and peace and joy. And envision that as a possibility. Envision the possibility of a civil and sustainable world for our children and our children's children. May it be so. Now allow your breathing to simply return to your body. And end with this dedication. Through this practice, may I in my life in some way increase the goodness quotient. In my life in some way increase the kindness and civility in our culture, in our society. Peace.